Just in and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
This episode is sponsored by Wayfair. My home is a canvas for expressing myself and what matters to my family, whether it's through art or furniture. Wayfair makes it easy to bring that vision to life with everything home, from sofas and beds to dining sets and decor. We just hung the Sabine metal curved oval mirror in our dining room, and it's like the room took a deep breath and suddenly feels like itself. Every style is welcome in the Wayfairhood. Visit Wayfair.com or get the Wayfair mobile app. That's WAYFAIR.com. Wayfair, every style, every home. Hey there, you are listening to the Lazy Genius Podcast. I am Kendra Adachi, and I'm here to help you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. Today is episode 241, a quick holiday pep talk. I always find that this week of Christmas, I don't need more information. I just need encouragement to be a person and kind of exist in the information I already have. So this is just a quick word from me to you. The first thing I want to say is that Christmas has a lot of faces. Some people adore it. Some people tolerate it. Some people survive it. Some people genuinely dislike it. So let's start here. We're going to park here on the faces of Christmas for just a second. One of the hardest things about being a person is feeling strongly about something and knowing that someone else feels strongly about the same thing, but in a different way. We don't quite know how to be ourselves in life and in individual conversation with people when we disagree. That is true, obviously, of politics, religion, parenting, finances, and even Christmas. We feel bad because we have strong opinions about something that matters deeply to us, and we worry that sharing those strong opinions will, or those strong feelings, will alienate other people who don't feel the same way. So for Christmas time in particular, I want to remind you to offer space for yourself and for others to feel whatever you and they need to feel. We can all exist together. We can be kind to each other and our different perspectives and let those perspectives all count. Now, personally, I love Christmas. I like love Christmas. In fact, I would say Halloween through the end of the year. It's my favorite 2 months of the year, November and December, including Halloween. I just adore it. We have lots to celebrate as a family. We have several family birthdays. We have opening ceremonies to several parts of the season that I look forward to every year. We have family things. I have personal things that I love to do in those 2 months. I have a birthday myself. I love November and December with my whole heart. I also come from a family of divorce. So Christmas always reminds me of, frankly, the family that I don't have, you know? Also, cause my husband, he doesn't particularly love Christmas, like at all. So even within myself and my family, Christmas has like some very different faces, right? I love it. I love it. But also those other things. Not to mention, November and December are also the two busiest months of the year, kind of for the same reasons. And if I'm not intentional about them, I will drown, even in the good things. And then, yeah, I get sad sometimes about the complication of family. It's just a lot of things. I was, a couple weeks ago, I was talking with my church community group about this season. And one of the women in my group shared how much she dislikes Christmas. Her family situation is complicated and hard, and she dreads a season where she has to be with a family that she feels disconnected from. And I have no doubt so many of you feel that way. And it makes a season that is full of joy for so many people even more complex. And then those of you, those of us who really do love Christmas and experience the joy of it really fully, sometimes feel bad about doing that outwardly because we don't want to hurt people who don't like the season. So not everyone has to love Christmas. A person can love it and dread it at the same time. There are just so many faces to how we experience it. So this is your permission to experience it however you need to. And then this is also your invitation to experience it however you need to, and leave space for others to do the same. We can keep working those muscles of loving each other in the middle of being in different places. I also want to take a minute to say a couple of words to those of you who are in tricky church situations. So this podcast is not a religious one, and I don't often share my faith publicly. That's mostly because I want this space to be welcoming to people of all faiths and beliefs. And you also don't have to be a Jesus person to have laundry problems, you know? So this podcast is for all the people. But I also know that a decent number of you are people of faith. And I would say a sizable number of those would identify as, or once identified as, Christian. And as such, the last 2 years especially have brought on a bit of a reckoning for many of you. I've had a lot of friends leave their churches. I've had a lot of friends leave faith behind entirely. We are all unpacking and unlearning and relearning and sitting in really complicated emptiness around the idea of what church is, what faith is, who Jesus is, who Christians are, who we personally want to be in the world. There are a lot of layers, many of them deeply personal and exceptionally complicated. And since Christmas is a highly faith-based holiday, I imagine there is some grief going into the Christmas season without a church home, without the same church family you once had, without the same assurances you once had about what you believe. Personally, this has been the most complicated season for my faith in my entire life. And while I'm so grateful for that shaping, it's also just really, really hard. So again, there are layers and faces and relationships that are all interwoven into this complicated thing of faith, especially around this holiday. So I honestly don't have any words really of like next steps, but I just want to name that out loud in case it needs to be named for you. Perhaps you're feeling a certain way or have this layer of like this feeling that is unknown kind of tucked into all the rest of the layers that you normally have, and you haven't quite figured out why. Like, what is this random feeling I have? Maybe that's it. Maybe it has to do with church home stuff. And sometimes knowing that that might be what it is enough. Maybe a next step isn't essential right now, but maybe just knowing it is enough. Also, if you are interested in some words on kind of having a faith crisis, I had an amazing conversation with Aaron Moon on this podcast about this very topic. We will put the link to that episode in the show notes. We'll be right back.
This episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Recently, I was driving the middle school carpool, and the two eighth graders were talking about how they had to take a foreign language in high school next year. One of them said, "Man, why do we have to take a class? Can't we just use Rosetta Stone? That thing works great." And while I tend to stay quiet during carpool, I did pipe up from the front. It really is, right? Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It is available on desktop or can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the Lazy Genius podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/genius. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/genius today. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I am a big-time verbal processor. Sometimes I don't know what I actually think about a situation until I say it out loud. And while I have lots of kind and trustworthy relationships in my life, there is one place that always feels safe no matter what I need to say, and that's when I'm talking to my therapist. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/thelazygenius today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, help.com/thelazygenius. This episode is sponsored by Olive and June. I found Olive and June in 2020 when we were all looking for new hobbies and things to do. Well, now, almost 4 years later, doing my nails at home with my daughter Annie and Olive and June's Manny system is still one of the things I look forward to every week. Olive and June makes it easy to get a salon-worthy manicure from the comfort of your home. The Manny system has everything you need in one box, salon-grade tools designed just for DIY, and your choice of 6 polish colors. And y'all, the colors they make are stunning. Annie and I just tried out their new colors for Valentine's Day. I'm wearing Love Note, a sparkly nude that matches my skin tone, and Annie is wearing Bouquet, a shimmery pink that matches her personality. Plus, Olive and June's polish is chip resistant and lasts for 7 days. Visit oliveandjune.com/lazygenius for 20% off your first Manny system. That's oliveandjune.com/lazygenius for 20% off your first Manny system. This episode is sponsored by Ritual. The internet is so great. My literal job is to be on the internet, whether on social or uploading this podcast. But because the internet is my job, I have developed a healthy dose of skepticism. I can spot a too good to be true hack from a mile away. And that's why I partner with companies like Ritual, who consistently overdeliver and exceed my expectations. Ritual's clinically backed Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin has high quality, traceable key ingredients in clean, bioavailable forms. Only about 1% of supplement brands are USP verified, and Ritual is one of them. I take my Ritual multivitamins every morning as I'm making my coffee, and I love how Ritual has made it easy for me to maintain this routine for years. No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin you can actually trust. Get 20% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/lazygenius. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/lazygenius for 20% off.
Okay, so let's talk for a second about expectations. I did an episode a couple of years ago called The Lazy Genius Guide to Flexibility. We'll put it in the show notes. If you feel yourself gripping onto this week, needing to be a certain way, that episode will likely be a very helpful, kind of more comprehensive listen. But just as a reminder, your expectations are not bad. In fact, expectations can be really good. But the good happens when you name them. If you have secret expectations that don't get met, and also you have not shared them with anyone or spoken them even out loud to yourself, your disappointment in those unmet expectations, it turns into resentment really fast. And I know you don't want that. You're a lovely person with a soft inside and a desire to be wholehearted and kind to your people. This community is not made up of intentional harborers of resentment. I know you don't want that kind of thing to happen. So one of the ways that it won't, at least as much, is if you name your expectations when you have them. If you're going to see Christmas lights, I want you to imagine what you hope it to be. What's the story look like in your head? Now imagine that story turned upside down. How are you going to feel then? So my family called me Eeyore for like most of my childhood because I used to be kind of a downer. So I'm very familiar with choosing to not set any expectations because you don't want to be disappointed and kind of assuming the worst of any situation. But listen, that response is not great either. That's like a different kind of extreme. I'm just inviting you to be honest. Be honest about your expectations. Hold space for them to be unmet and maybe think now about how you might navigate that. My friend Ryan recently said the phrase, make your decisions in slow time. And I latched onto that phrase so fast. This is obviously why we decide once, right? We make decisions one time so we don't have to think about those decisions again. But this kind of scenario, this kind of decision making has a slightly different bent, doesn't it? You're naming what matters in slow time. In a time when you're not stressed, you're thinking about your expectations before those expectations might get met or not, and deciding how you'll exist in the situation before you're actually in it. So make some decisions now in slow time. And one other word about expectations, I actually wrote a post about this on Instagram a couple weekends ago, but I want you to release your grip on the word magical. Let's shift our definition a bit. We think magical is when everything is perfect, that it's ideal. Our kids think whatever we did was the best thing of all actual time. But I want to encourage you that even though it is so fun when things line up, when attitudes are good, when the weather is beautiful, when the lights are like extra twinkly, when the right song plays at the right time, just the going and the doing is enough. Magical is just that it happened, because somehow it kind of happened. It just always happens. That's why I love opening ceremonies and traditions. I love them. I have episodes on those things. I have an episode on opening ceremonies, and I have an episode about traditions. That one is episode 132. It's called 10 Steps to Creating Your Own Traditions. And those are 10 very lazy genius steps to do that. If you would, it's not like an actual, what am I trying to say? It's like, not like, here's how you make traditions. It's how you make traditions that make sense, that aren't like trying to manufacture the magic, right? But the point is, traditions and choice we've already made around this time of year, you know, those decide once choices that you've made, those things, they give us a framework for magic, no matter what else happens around that thing. It's just the doing. The doing is what is magical. So I've mentioned this before. This is just an example. My favorite weekend of the year, it happened 2 weekends ago. Honestly, last weekend was also a close second. I'm in the middle of you guys. I'm in the middle of like my favorite time. But 2 weekends ago was our annual Christmas opening ceremony. So every single year, and we did it this year too, we leave the house at the same time on Friday night. We go to the same restaurant for dinner. We meet up with the same friends. This year, we didn't have dinner with those friends, but we met them after. And then we walk the same route downtown during our city's like holiday celebration. And then we end at the tree lighting in the park at the end of downtown. And then we go home. That we do it every year. We've done it for years. The next day, we usually put up our Christmas tree. We didn't this year because there was some other stuff going on that Saturday morning, which was totally fine. We'll do it again. We'll do it another time. But then we leave the house at the same time on Saturday morning. We pick up McDonald's for lunch. We drive downtown to the parade. We park in the same area. We sit in the on the same street, like on the same street corner. Often we go with the same group of friends. And then we watch our city's holiday parade. Now, we do it every year. I mean, you guys, every single year. Now, do I love that we eat at McDonald's? Not really. Because I don't personally love McDonald's. I don't love that that's what we take with us. But also it's fine. We do it every time. The kids look forward to it. Now, is the parade always a hit? No. Have we had to leave halfway through because the kid was cranky and needed a nap? Many times, yes. Most years, actually. Have we missed the tree lighting downtown before? Yes, we for sure have. But the point is, we do it. We do it every year, and we just love the doing. We look forward to it. I'm also fully aware that it's my personal favorite and not the family's. Now, the family loves it for sure. But I also know that I'm the one who loves it the most. It's my favorite weekend. It's not our family's favorite weekend. It's up there, but it's my favorite weekend. And that's okay. I don't have to convince my family that it's amazing, because we just do it. We just do it. And even though I do think that we will look back on those weekends years from now as something we always did during Christmas, and maybe we'll even continue to do it depending on like whether we stay in this town or our kids live here when they're grown up, or if the town even does it at all, I don't know. We don't do this tradition so that we will look back on it. That's not why we do it. We do it to experience it now. Just do the thing. Don't manufacture magic. Magic can have a different meaning than it has had before. And then the final word that I want to share with you is to just have fun. We get so caught up in making the things happen that we forget to just relax into it and have fun. Have fun doing all your Christmas things. Drop down into it enough to experience it in the first place. I am the president of a club, Get So Wrapped Up in Stuff That You Miss It Actually Happening. And I know we want it a different way, at least some of the time. And we don't always want to be wrapped up in all that. So just have fun and relax. This is a community that is really good at getting stuff done, but not as good always at relaxing when things are just, they just are. So I just encourage you to practice that a little bit this week. And that is a quick holiday pep talk on the Monday before Christmas. I want you to know that I'm really grateful for you. I hope you have a beautiful week with your people. I hope that you give yourself permission and freedom to experience all the faces of this season and leave space for others to do the same. And until next time, be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. I'm Kendra. Merry Christmas, and I'll see you next week.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah. That happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.